From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Oh, very good morning, Mike.
Are the Feds magicians?
Geez, it was a bumper day yesterday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What a bumper day. I mean, the Fed surprised us, and we'll talk about that. And then the real shocker was that growth. We've got a lack of growth figure. And, but let's talk about the Fed, shall we? Yeah, the Fed was out yesterday morning, 8 o'clock, announcing the new policy rate, but there wasn't a new policy rate because there was no change to the Fed funds rate. That was expected, but gee, the real news was in these forecasts. And who would have thought, Mike, who would have thought? I was quietly confident that the Fed would keep sort of leaning against all the reef fish out there in the market and who keep second-guessing, you know, kept second-guessing the Fed, and they built in more interest rates cuts in 2024 than the Fed had. But, Mike, what do I know? I mean, what do I know? Here's the pivot. Do you recall everyone talking about the pivot, you know, months ago, where the Fed was going to change direction and move away from restrictive monetary policy? Well, here it is. It's all here. It's all in their forward rate forecast, the dot plots. There is now 75 basis points of cuts built into 2024. So, you know, they have the Fed funds rate in a range, 5.25 to 5.5. The dot plots at the end of 2024 are now 4.6. Now, actually, Mike, in all of this, Powell actually left the door open for additional rate hikes if necessary, but the market paid absolutely no attention to that, absolutely none at all. At the press conference following the official announcement, he talked about the risk of causing unnecessary harm to the U.S. economy, and by essentially leaving rates too high as inflation falls. This is all about the lagged effect of monetary policy. Now, and he basically said, we are aware of the risk that we would hang on too long. But gee, this feels like a big turnaround in sort of positioning or thinking from where they were only a few weeks ago. But look, inflation is falling. Maybe it's falling now a little bit quicker than they'd expected. I think this quarter, they're now looking at core price inflation at 3.2%. In September, they were looking at that at 3.7%. And the end of next year, they're down to 2.4%. Massive market reaction yesterday, Mike. Two-year Treasury rate. I'll just remind you of these numbers. In October, that two-year Treasury US rate was at 5.22. It's now at 4.34. And actually, if I look at the intraday numbers, it's fallen 1%, 100 basis points. The 10-year Treasury bond, that was at 5% in October. It's now at 3.91. Massive shift. Share markets have gone up. The Dow Jones is over 37,000. Big Christmas present to financial markets. As far as that's concerned, happy days.
And then you come to us.
And then you come to us, the not-so-good stuff. Absolute shocker. I'm off to London next week, Mike, to see the Kelleher Juniors who are working, you know, they're over there now. This is a bit of an ugly economic leaving gift, isn't it? Look, Mike, I felt a little bad about being so downbeat about the local economy recently. I felt like I was sort of like this walking black cloud. And then we got this number yesterday, and it doesn't make it any better, but at least my feeling wasn't wrong. Very weak activity, -0.3. But Mike, it's not just that number. All the surprising stuff we saw previously has been revised away. Do you remember the GFC, Mike? Do you remember the GFC? We're back there.
Yep.
And I remind you yet again, we're in the middle of a population boom and activity has contracted. I don't have enough time to work through all the reasons and ramifications of this stuff. Well, whatever we're doing, it wasn't working. -0.6 for the year. The population growth was 2.7%. We haven't seen that population growth since 1947. Per capita growth, -3.1. That was where it was in the worst part of the GFC. Private consumption has contracted. Fixed capital formation is down 3.4%. Year-on-year residential construction down 6.3%. And let's just finish off on this note, Mike. Do you remember the Minister of Finance fiercely defending the fact that there was no recession? Do you remember that? Well, December 22, March 23 are now -0.6 and -0.2. There's your recession, buddy.
Jesus.
Now, in the last four quarters, we've only had one quarter of positive growth. No hiding from this number. Our interest rates fell a great deal, a lot as well. Do we get some fixed rate mortgage relief now? Who knows?
Yeah.
Is that a rant?
It's very good, but I'm so bloody angry about it. I really am, because we've sat here for years saying all of this and it's all coming home to roost.
Yeah,
and then, you know, just to rub it in, you're off to London, you sod. Anyway, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up another 156 points, 37,250. That's 0.4%. The S&P 500, 472 now, and that's up almost 0.5%. The NASDAQ, 14,788. That's up another 0.37%. The FTSE 100, that was up 1.3%, 7,648. The Nikkei fell. What are they doing? Dow down 0.75%, 32,686. Shanghai Composite down 10. Our markets went up yesterday. The ASX 200 up 1.6%, 7,377. The NZX 50 up 77 points, 0.75%. Oh, not actually, 0.67. 11,552. Kiwi dollar is stronger. Thank you, I'm going away. 0.6220 against the US, 0.9266, 0.5654 against the euro, 0.4868 against the pound, 87.97 Japanese yen. Gold has rallied. It's at $2,040. Brent crude, $76.76.
You have a fabulous time, mate. Listen, thank you for all your energy and efforts through the year. You really are the best there is by so far. It doesn't matter. So have a great time in London. Say hi to your kids. Enjoy all of that. Mm-hmm. We'll see you back next year for the rebuild.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all. What else would I do at 6 o'clock in the morning, mate? Why wouldn't I want to
it's
be
what I've been
here?
Saying. It's what I've been years. Saying for 42 years, mate. Nice to see you. Go well. Andrew Kelly.
Merry Christmas.
JMIWealth.co.nz.